This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Well, David Knight is going to be breaking down, I would imagine, a lot of the current news, breaking information that's coming out. We've got Gary Haben here, a producer. He also stars in the very powerful film Armageddon, available at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you for your purchase of that. It funds our operation. You get a second copy, get a bottle of Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver. We now are covering The Unholy Sea, with the main host of it being Steve Quayle at InfoWarsStore.com. Let's spend a few minutes on The Unholy Sea. I mean, I've never been a Catholic basher. A lot of great Catholic people. You know, you can have corrupt people as Protestants, whatever, on both sides. But I tell you, now the Pope, I mean, sounds like the devil. I mean, it's incredible. I mean, he's given Obama a major run for his money, calling for world government, saying Europe shouldn't be Christian. I want to get a comment from you on that, and then Gary Haben.
Well, first of all, The Unholy Sea, Alex, was set up to basically show that there's been a tight control over real history and that all roads lead to Rome. When our film crew, Tim Alberino, by the way, did a great job on the writing and the producing of the, I'm the producer, he directed it. But the point being is that The Unholy Sea, the movie shows the very control of ancient history, which, by the way, is underground tunnel systems, the giants, the cover-up of the history of the giants. And see, the giants are coming back, and that's what's critical, because this is what DARPA is doing. And in The Unholy Sea, we actually have the pilot interview of the gentleman that flew the dead giant back from Afghanistan in 2005. He goes into Bagram Air Force Base, or Bagram, I guess some of them pronounce it.
It's a lot of really, really wild stuff.
It's wild, but it's also documented. Tom Horn's on
right here. You got the pilot. Crazy.
Yep. Tom Horn is in this, talking about when he went to the Vatican Observatory on Mount Graham in Arizona. The leading graduate observatory specialists in the Catholic Church in the world were openly talking about they had to wait for the unidentified flying objects to clear the field. Now, here's the deal. Whether you believe in this stuff or not, the Catholic Church did Childhood End, the movie that was on the Sci-Fi Channel based on Arthur Clarke. That entity that comes back, the Vatican is saying Jesus Christ is out, but the gods that created us are coming back, and they're the ones that created us from the primordial goo. They're coming back as an intergalactic savior. It's kind of like the Twilight Zone to serve mankind.
Of course, Arthur C. Clarke was in OSS, inventor of the telecommunications satellite.
2001.
MI6.
Yeah, the guy's brilliant. So what was interesting and is fascinating is we document in The Unholy Sea the underground tunnel system in Peru that went all through the Americas called the Shinkana. And then the Coricancha, which is one of the biggest Catholic church monasteries, if you will, cathedrals in Cusco, Peru. And we get the most famous Peruvian explorer in the world. And he's allowed access at one point and denied it, later on, 8 years later. And he talks about the megalithic structure. Some of these stones can't be moved today. It's one thing to move them above ground. I mean, you're talking 1,000 pounds.
But up a mountain.
Yeah, but up a mountain or under the ground, and they're perfectly... Basically, they come into such perfect cohesion and perfect support of each other that there's no way it can humanly be possible. I think, okay, I got people's attention, I hope, that if you understand history, ancient history, you'll understand the future.
Well, it's certainly an intriguing film, powerful and available at InfoWarsStore.com. And again, I guess people thinking, and Steve Quayle, you've done it again real fast. Gary Haben, thanks for coming in again. Thanks for bringing this guy.
Yeah, Alex, we're really proud to be here and honored. This product that Steve's created, The Unholy Sea, I've watched it. I endorse it. It's great. And, of course, our movie, Armageddon, which you star in, is available now on InfoWars. And we encourage people to buy it and to share it. This movie is important. It's not just a movie. It's a message. It's not just a message. It's a movement. We can take our country back. Alex, thanks to patriots like you. We're giving people hope.
Well, thank you. It's gotten great reviews. No reviews yet on InfoWarsStore.com because it just started shipping out. as we speak, exclusively available. And I guess it's next week it finally hits stores?
Well, actually, Walmart's October 4th. But we are offering it through your program and soon through Sequels. So it's going to be out there and available. Please take advantage. Support these organizations that are fighting the battle for you by purchasing this
magazine. Absolutely. Well, we're having a big effect. Thanks to everybody. David Knight is coming up with all the latest news and breaking information and a lot of video clips we didn't get to. Stay with us. We'll be back. Thank you, man.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-725-2487. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-725-2487. 1-800-725-2487.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from digestive issues like heartburn, acid reflux, IBS, and constipation? Probimune is your answer. Probimune is a brand new probiotic that has been scientifically proven to deliver high quantities of viable good bacteria to your gut to boost your digestive system and improve your overall health. This unique, powerful blend of probiotic strains, coupled with our industry-leading proprietary fermentation process, delivers a maximized bacterial colonization to the gut that no other probiotic can match. Start improving your health today. Visit younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off first-time orders. Maintaining digestive health is crucial to the body's overall well-being. Don't suffer from negative effects of poor digestion any longer. Order today. Younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024.
I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the desert, bare, man. I breathe the mountain air, man. I travel, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere.
The world is a dangerous place, not because of evil, but because of those who look on and do nothing. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
I'm a killer. I've been everywhere.
I like this intro. I want to come back and hand the baton to David Knight because I haven't even seen him yet today since he got back from a week of well-deserved vacation with his wife and a great family. And, you know, over the years, I would get Steve Quayle on about his New World Order news, military news, stuff like that, because, I mean, the guy's really spot on, has a lot of really interesting sources. But I would not let him get into all of the genetic engineering stuff and fallen angel stuff just because, you know, I can get people to even admit the Federal Reserve is private. But now, because the media is so mainstream about we're crossing humans and animals and we're creating new species and humans are bad and we're going to create a new super species, that is what Google says. That's what Ray Kurzweil says. That's what the mainline culture by billionaires and these conferences they have, that's what's being pushed. And so, as wild as what Quayle's saying, It's not even as wild as what they admit they're doing. It's like if you say, I think there's fallen, you know, entities on this planet that are manipulating, it's just like the Bible says, that's weird and kooky. But in the New York Times is an article saying we believe we were seeded here by aliens and we're going to ascend and merge with machines and be gods. Oh, that's totally normal then. So I think it's important, regardless, to look at the mindset of the people controlling this planet and understand that almost all of these globalist organizations believe they're going to transcend and become gods. They believe they're going to merge with machines, and they believe we have to be gotten rid of first before they do that. And that's why over the years, I've come more and more towards the way of thinking of somebody like Steve Quayle, going from his biblical perspective, but with a modern lens, because the establishment really is anti-human. And here's what I'm saying. If the devil isn't physically real, genetics in humans, in a minority of humans, whatever, of every race, color, creed, are psychopaths. That's alien to my way of thinking. And they are manifesting a will to build something quite hellish. And I don't know how people thousands of years ago, like John the Revelator on the Isle of Patmos, could envision things that are now happening. Or you could say it's a self-fulfilling prophecy and it's some missionary at protectorate, to quote Frank Herbert, to implant us with this idea. Okay, who did that? Because this is really a wild time to be alive. All I know is we're seeing world government being set up. We're seeing an attack on human biology. We're seeing sterilization of the West. We're seeing cancer in the vaccines, viruses, cells. We're seeing insane stuff go on. So the stuff they admit is so fantastical. Imagine what we don't know. Now, I know David Knight's got a lot coming up today, so I'm going to go ahead and hand the baton to him. But just on the censorship front, David Knight, the New York Times comes out and says censor news on the web of Hillary being sick, even though it's medical doctors saying it. We've got open calls for control and censorship. We've got someone trying to scale the walls and break into where Julian Assange is at. We've just got so much happening. It's like living in the Twilight Zone. What do you say to that, David Knight?
Yeah, Alex, you know, as I've been on vacation, I've been looking at the reports coming out. And as we see the focus on Hillary's health, I would like to see more focus on the cover-up of the cancer of corruption that is Hillary Clinton. I mean, we just ought to stop calling her Clinton and call her corruption, Hillary corruption. They're covering up the George Soros emails. I've got some articles here talking about how not a single mention of it by the biggest outlets of mainstream press over this last weekend. They still haven't even talked about the connections with George Soros. While this weekend, she is jetting in these short distances of 20 miles or whatever, all these secret meetings, all these little Bilderberg-like meetings that she's having with the large movers and shakers. Amazing contrast to what we see her doing, getting millions of dollars. She's gotten like $123 million from hedge fund managers, owners, and staff.
You know, that's a great point. I'm going to punch out and let you take over, David. It's great to see you back in studio. But that was like 2+ weeks ago, these emails of his entire system, how they're running the Islamic invasion, mm-hmm. how they want to persecute people that talk about it, how they're running the Democratic Party, how they want to censor things. Then Democrats put out fundraisers openly saying Breitbart doesn't have a right to exist. We're going to shut it down when she's elected. That is such a huge scandal, but it's beyond that. They hide it in plain view. They are authoritarian. They wear it openly on their sleeve. David Knight.
Yeah, it's absolutely amazing, Alex. We're looking at some of the things that are coming out, and of course, there's an article from Daily Caller talking about $6 billion in contracts. It's either fraud or incompetence, okay? I would vote for fraud, okay? That's always the choice that we have with Hillary Clinton. Is it fraud or is it incompetence? It's like, why is somebody like that where you got to choose between being massively incompetent or a crook? Why is she running for president? Why is anybody taking her seriously? I mean, what we have here, here's the article from Daily Caller. Democrat presidential nominee Hillary Clinton may soon have to answer questions about an estimated $6 billion in contract mismanagement. It's fraud or incompetence, or maybe both. This is a nonprofit government watchdog. It's called Cause of Action Institute. They filed a Freedom of Information request on Friday to get information about this. And here's a question, folks. I mean, are we going to see the State Department suddenly hit with a plane flying into it, so that all of these records pertaining to this fraud just burn up and disappear like we did?
Or what about the $6.5 trillion missing from the Pentagon?
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm alluding to, the 9/11. You know, you got this massive investigation, all this stuff missing. And, Alex, this is only a few documents that they found. We know this is the tip of the iceberg, $6
billion. And that shows that anything can come out. Assange says something he has will make her be indicted for sure. Maybe not. Maybe it could come out that she cuts little kids' throats. And it, you know, hypothetically, and it just wouldn't be published because our media is so controlled. Great job, David Knight.
Absolutely. You know, we're looking at this, Alex. It's like the State Department, they say they lost contract files. They maintained incomplete contract files. And they exposed taxpayers to substantial financial losses. Well, that's only part of the story. Who made the substantial financial gains? Okay, that's what we want to know. But look at the way they do this. Here's some of the examples cited by the Inspector General of the State Department, because they now have an inspector general, which they didn't really have if you go back and look at it under Hillary Clinton. She made sure it was a temporary position that she kept changing. They reported to her they didn't really have an inspector general until Hillary Clinton left. They talk about this. Modifications and task orders were awarded to a company owned by the spouse of the State Department official managing a $52 million contract. The contract's file was missing documentation reflecting those modifications and task orders. An investigation by the inspector general turned up. Here's another one. Bid rigging, okay? A State Department contracting officer on a contract valued at $100 million falsified technical review information and provided the contractor with advanced pricing information. Okay? That is called bid rigging. They put these things up supposedly for bid. You're not supposed to know what the other people bid. They're supposed to keep it quiet and secret. But they do insider training. They tell the other people, hey, this is what the other people have bid on this contract. If you come in just a little bit below that, you'll get that. Okay, so they don't have any documentation on this. This is billions of dollars. And this is only two contract-related audits, three investigations. This is simply the tip of the iceberg. And as we're looking at this, over this weekend, and this is from the AP, they say as Clinton goes around the Northeast asking for cash, this small little area of the East Coast, you know, on Nantucket and that area, Martha's Vineyard, all this place where all of the wealthy of Wall Street are, okay, she's going to multiple closed venues. You got Donald Trump addressing thousands of people. What does Hillary do? Well, she talks over the weekend to about 2,200 campaign donors at a series of meetings. Okay, she brunches with wealthy backers in Nantucket. Then a few hours later, she has an intimate party of 30 people in Martha's Vineyard. Then on Sunday, she has an LGBT summer celebration with singer Cher. Now, with all of these different meetings, and of course, she takes a private jet just to go 20 miles because, you know, she's Hillary. She's so important. And she's got so little time to meet with all these people, okay? This is the antithesis of transparency. Now, you know, Obama told us that he was going to be transparent, right? And they talk about this with the AP. They say, well, in the 2008 campaign, Obama would allow reporters to travel with him to these elite fundraisers, but then he would shuffle them out of the room before anything important started being discussed, okay? So they said, well, we were really grateful for that little bit of glimpse into this. You know, I guess they were happy because they could at least see who was at the meeting, maybe. I'm sure some other people would come in after they got ushered out. But this is opacity. This is corruption. This is why she has her private emails, okay? This is why she has her private fundraising parties, her private speeches, where she gets paid the big bucks by the big banks, okay, in Wall Street. And they point out in this AP article, even some Democrats privately acknowledge Clinton's penchant for secrecy is a liability. Devin voters continue doubts about her honesty. That is putting it mildly, don't you think? So that voters think she's dishonest because she's having all these secret meetings, because she's got this secret server, because she's doing all these things. They say, while Clinton will occasionally take questions from reporters at campaign stops, she has not held a full-fledged news conference now for more than 260 days. Remember, we started talking about this when it was 200 days. That was 2 months ago. She's not going to hold a press conference. She's not going to be open to questions. How does she handle questions? How does she get information out to people? She's got a podcast now. So she runs her own podcast. Her own people ask her specially prepared questions, and then she records it. It's not even live. It's a podcast. And then she sends it out in case, I guess, she has some kind of a brain short circuit. She's fine. Now, who are some of these people that she talked to? The American Mirror points out that some of the people she went to pick their piggy bank with were the Rothschilds, okay? Evelyn Rothschild, his good-looking blonde ladyship wife, Len Forrester. They said at that event, it was $100,000 per seat to come in and talk to Hillary. I'm sure they're just talking about nothing important, right? There's no quid pro quo. And at the same time, when we come back, we're going to tell you what Donald Trump is going to get.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Do you know that good digestion is your body's first line of defense? Millions of Americans suffer from poor digestion. It shows up in the form of heartburn, acid reflux, GERD, irritable bowel syndrome, indigestion, constipation, diarrhea, and many other symptoms. Healthy digestion relies on armies of friendly bacteria. These good bugs keep bad bugs in check. Probimune, a new, uniquely developed probiotic, is scientifically proven to get to your gut and deliver the benefits of improved digestion. Probimune is an immune system booster and a digestive health enhancer. It's simple to use, and most importantly, you will feel Probimune working, soothing, and relaxing the gut. Get yours today by visiting younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Again, that's 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off your first order.
There's nothing convenient about shaving. Overpaying for razors, running out of shaving gel, using old blades because you forgot to pick up new ones. That's gonna hurt. The nicks, the burns. But now all that's changed, because now there's Harry's. Harry's makes shaving better. We take the stress out of it. No more shaving with old blades, running out of lotions and gels, or paying an arm and a leg for blades. With Harry's, we deliver everything you need for a quality shave right to your door at a fraction of the cost. At Harry's.com, you can order what you need when you need it, or sign up for one of Harry's flexible subscription plans. Harry's is so sure you'll love their shave, they'll send you their popular free trial set. It comes with a great razor, their world-famous blade, and shaving gel. Plus, they'll throw in their soothing post-shave balm, also free. Just pay a minimal shipping charge. So take shaving into the new era and start enjoying it for a change. Just go to Harry's.com right now and enter code Radio67 at checkout. That's Harry's.com, code Radio67. That's Radio67.
By now, you know the smart way to buy emergency food storage is calories per dollar. Ready Supply Foods sells you 50% more food for your money. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. You need 2,000 calories per day under ideal conditions. Most 30-day kits don't have enough calories to sustain you for more than a week. They just don't have enough nutrition to do the job. See the comparisons for yourself at ReadySupplyFoods.com. We are the new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
We will not be forgotten. We won't be left behind. Our memories live on in mortal minds.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host. I've been on vacation last week. One of the things I saw that caught my attention when I was gone was this call from the German government saying that for the first time since the end of the Cold War, the government in Germany is telling its citizens that they need to stockpile food and water in the event of a catastrophe. That's interesting, isn't it? That's why we tell you to prepare, to stock up for things that you're going to need. If you want to know one of the scenarios that might easily happen, of course, in Germany, they're looking at the massive influx of Muslims coming into the country. But one of the scenarios that could easily happen is one of the scenarios that plays out in Armageddon, the film that we're offering now exclusively at InfoWarsStar.com. Again, it's the film by Chuck Norris's son, Mike Norris, and Gary Haven. You can get that now exclusively at InfoWarsStar.com. When you buy two copies of Armageddon, we're giving you a free bottle of silver bullet colloidal silver. You need to start looking at the things that you need to stockpile on your own. This is it's amazing that they would be that honest with the people, because she's still lying to them about the migrant situation. But they're telling their citizens for the first time since the Cold War to start stockpiling things to prepare for any kind of a catastrophe that could happen. Now, you can start doing that now. We offer all kinds of preparedness products at InfoWarsStore.com. But this is a great time to take a look at this. Look at the scenario that's in Armageddon. This is about an EMP that would take out the grid. And, of course, there's a lot of ways that you could lose the grid, that you could break the fragile supply chains that we depend on. As society gets more and more interconnected, more and more complex, those supply chains that are very complex are very easily broken. And we've had James Wesley Rawls on to talk about that as well. As it becomes more complex, any kind of disruption can take it down. So this is what the movie essentially plays out. You can see how that looks out. But start to think about how you can prepare for yourself. This is a special we have going on right now. Two copies of Armageddon at InfoWarsStore.com. We're the only ones carrying it right now. And at the same time, you can get a free bottle of colloidal silver. That's a $20 value for free. In addition, we have Living Defense now, 20% off until we sell out. And that's going to be soon. We're going to have to pull that pretty soon, because we do whole stuff in reserve for people who have signed up for AutoShip. And again, you sign up for AutoShip, you're guaranteed shipment of the supplies as well as getting it 10% off the retail price. But we have a 20% discount right now on Living Defense. Take a look at the reviews at InfoWarsLife.com. See if that's something that would be helpful for you. You can see what other people have said about how they use it to eliminate toxic and harmful organisms from their body naturally and without harmful chemicals. Try it out. 20% off now at InfoWarsLife.com. Before we went to break, I was talking about Hillary Clinton spending the weekend going back and forth with Wall Street people, the extremely wealthy in the Northeast. You know, we've had $123 million given to Hillary Clinton from hedge fund owners and employees. She got $7 million from George Soros. That's according to the Wall Street Journal back on July 29th. So that information is about 2 weeks old. That doesn't include her haul this weekend when she was jetting around, taking 20 miles, and she takes a private jet. I mean, this is the kind of entitlement, of elitism, of privilege that ought to make the left puke. Why is it that these people are supporting somebody who is obviously the tool of Wall Street? Someone who believes that she is so entitled, and she is entitled, and she is privileged. She can break national security laws, commit multiple felonies, and just do it in the open and walk. This is Hillary Clinton. Why is the left giving her a pass on this? Just absolutely amazing to me that we see this. Now, in contrast, understand that Trump has gotten about 60% of his donations in the last cycle from people that were contributing $200 or less. Okay, he's got a staff that is one-tenth the size of Hillary Clinton's. She's got about 700 people working for her and her entourage. He's got about 70 people. But here's one stat that was tweeted out by his son. He got $51 million from 400,000 donors under $200 each. Okay, the average donation was $55. 400,000 donations averaging $55 a donation. And those 400,000 were all under $200. That is a grassroots movement. That's one of the reasons why so many Republicans don't believe that if Hillary Clinton wins, it's going to be a fair election. That's why we believe it's going to be rigged. It's very easily rigged, and we've shown that many different ways. Even CBS has shown that. We've had mainstream media show that occasionally. They'll show how easy it is to rig these electronic voting machines. But when you look at the massive grassroots movement, and you look at these people, 51 million from 400,000 people, yet one guy, George Soros alone, gives her $7 million just from one of his organizations, okay? We're going to talk about what that gets him when we come back. And we're going to talk about the way he spends his money to create revolution in this country. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Attention, small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Jones Show. I'm David Knight. We're talking about George Soros because the mainstream media won't talk about him. And before we get back to George Soros and what he's doing with his Open Society Foundation and this massive leak that the mainstream media won't talk about, I want to play a clip for you from Hillary Clinton's campaign manager, how he walks back this idea that there really isn't any quid pro quo. In other words, they're really not handing out favors to these people that are giving them millions of dollars. As I just pointed out, you've got Donald Trump getting an average donation of $55 from 400,000 donors, getting $41 million, and yet you've got a few people, a very small number of people, like these private parties that Hillary Clinton did over the weekend, where she's getting $123 million from hedge fund managers, $7 million from just one of George Soros's organizations. Here's Robbie Muck, campaign manager, as he's talking about the quid pro quo.
A new batch of State Department emails were released last week showing Doug Band, a counselor to the Clinton Foundation, asking Clinton advisors Huma Abedin and Cheryl Mills, who were both State Department employees at the time, for a, quote, favor. And he forwarded an email from a Clinton Foundation donor and told them it was important to take care of the request. And Huma wrote back, and here's what she said. We've all had him on our radar. Personnel has been sending him options. Is this the kind of back-scratching that has Americans just turned off and done with people who have been in Washington a long time?
Well, first of all, Dana, the email in question from Doug Band was coming from his private email account. It had or his Clinton.com email account. It was not related to the foundation. And the foundation at every step, the State Department at every step was following all the appropriate protocols. This was someone who had a relationship with the Clintons long before Hillary became Secretary of State.
But Robbie. The issue is not so much where the email is coming from, it's the request in general and who the request is going to, right?
Well, again, this is someone who had a longstanding relationship with the Clintons.
Yeah, money launder.
Wanted to provide some insight into a matter. And obviously the Clintons have staff that facilitate those sorts of communication. But there was no quid pro quo or anything like that here. And as I said,
the email
was originated from President Clinton's private office.
Yeah, right. Okay. So, I mean, this guy that they're talking about here is someone who had been found guilty of money laundering in Switzerland. He'd bought his way out of that with a plea bargain and a $60 million fine. And then they talk to Huma and they say, yeah, we need to get him in touch with somebody in Lebanon. We can get him in touch with these people. He goes, do it now. Make it happen now. Okay, yeah, we're doing it. I mean, there is no reasonable person can look at this back and forth of the emails and not say that this isn't trading money for influence on the part of these people. Another one, get this guy a job in the State Department and so on. Okay, but you wouldn't know that there had been a leak of George Soros' information if you were looking at mainstream media. This is what the Daily Caller is pointing out. They said that on June 4th, 2016, they point out the hypocrisy of the New York Times editorial. They talked about big money rearranges its election bets. So they talk about big money. They complain about it just like the Democrats complain about Wall Street. They complain about the influence on politics. And yet they back the candidate that all the Wall Street backers are getting behind. This is what the New York Times said back on June 4th, before we got this release of George Soros' information. They said both parties, not really, okay? Both parties, not Donald Trump, okay? Yeah, the Republican establishment, absolutely. They play that same game. And that's what's different about Trump, okay? He's getting his money from the small donors like Ron Paul did. It's a true grassroots movement, okay? That's why when you look at this, we have to be very careful. The only way they're going to win this thing, if you look at these rallies, Hillary Clinton goes around and talks to 2,200 millionaires, okay, up in the Northeast, Martha's Vineyard and so forth, at $100,000 a plate dinner being thrown by the Rothschilds, while Soros is throwing $7 million at a whack at her. And then on the other hand, we've got 400,000 people giving small donations to Donald Trump. Look at the number of people that show up at their rallies. Look at the public rallies that Donald Trump has. Look at the fact that he shows up. And, of course, he's going to be here in Austin tomorrow. We're going to be covering that on the nightly news. We'll have reporters there live at that rally. Thousands of people show up at his rallies, and she can't even fill high school gyms. This is why we don't believe the polls that the mainstream media is feeding us. But listen to what the New York Times said. They were talking about the power of barely regulated super PACs. And, of course, all the liberals want to talk about is the fact that we have to control speech and money and politics, and yet they back Hillary Clinton. Okay, I do believe that money is speech. I don't believe I should have chains put on me as somebody that I wanted to give money to if I wanted to. I don't want to give money to politicians, quite frankly. I've been there, I've done that, and I wish I had the money back. But if you want to give money to politicians, And if you want to involve, engage in free speech, you ought to be allowed to do that, because we know that the big guys are going to have their secret meetings with the Hillary Clintons, with the George Bushes, with the Jeb Bushes, and they're going to get what they want regardless. And we don't want speech controlled by the federal government. And yet the same people who want to have the government control all elections even more tightly, even more closely, just look the other way when it's their candidate that's getting all the Wall Street money. Okay, the editors of the New York Times say, at the same time, campaigns are concealing the names of rich donors and dark money operations that are palmed off as tax-exempt social welfare agencies supposedly dedicated to doing good, not to bare-knuckle politics. Who would they be talking about? Nobody fits that description better than George Soros when he talks about, oh, we've got social welfare agencies that are doing good. We're going to tell you what he does with that money, okay? We've told you in the past. We're going to tell you again. What we do is we have documents that come out. We tell you. People don't believe it. We keep telling you that. Then more documents come out. We tell you again, and more people don't want to believe it. And we've got some more documents now about George Soros and Black Lives Matter. But the point the Daily Caller is making here is they say 2.5 months later now, when we've got internal workings of a powerful political network that has pawned itself off as tax-exempt social welfare agency, George Soros' network, okay, we've got this hack that has been dumped in our laps. You want to talk about transparency? The only place you're going to get transparency is not from Obama, not from Hillary Clinton. You're getting it from WikiLeaks. You're getting it from DC leaks. You're getting it from people who are exposing these criminals. And yet people won't look at the information. They won't read it. Okay, so what's going on? They say even as the Times ignored the major role of Soros' Open Society Foundation's network, okay, the paper wrote stories focusing on the role of wealthy donors and the Republican Party. See, that's the way they do it. They complain about money and politics, but you're supposed to believe that that only comes to the Republicans. Yes, it does go to the Republicans, and it should be exposed. But they ignore it when it comes from Soros. They ignore it when the money flows to Hillary Clinton. And this is what Investors Business Daily pointed out. They wrote an editorial. And they said, the Times, CNN, CBS News, the Washington Post have remained silent on the subject entirely, the subject of Soros buying these politicians. We couldn't find a single story in the New York Times, CNN, Washington Post, CBS News, or other major news sites that even noted the existence of these leaked documents, let alone reporting on what's in them. And they point out that, and this is a story that came out today, by Sunday night, last night, those news sites still had not acknowledged the existence of the leaked Soros documents. Now, New American looks at this, and they have pointed out one in particular that shows the funding of Black Lives Matter. They say when George Soros' Open Society Foundation was accused last year of funding Black Lives Matter, and of course we pointed that out as well, and we were pushed back. Oh, no. We're not giving money to DeRay. We're not funding Black Lives Matter. We had people we could caught with the money that they were getting from Black Lives Matter. They said, no, it didn't happen. It's a conspiracy theory. It was a fantastic rumor. They say, well, this is Ken Zimmerman. He's the director of U.S. programs at the Open Society Foundation. He flatly denied it, as they point out. He said it was simply a rumor. It was simply a conspiracy theory. He said, I can't really speculate on what leads to rumors, but it's wrong. I don't even know where one begins to reconstruct something like that. Well, we do. We know. You reconstruct it when you get the documents, okay? Again, we now have the documents. And so we found out now with these documents that have been leaked by DCLeaks.com that the Open Society Foundation board approved $650,000 to BLM. And why did they do it? Okay, they got a 69-page report from Open Society, and that's George Soros's organization. It documents its plans to use, quote-unquote, unrest following the death of Freddie Gray to, quote, accelerate the dismantling of structural inequality generated and maintained by local law enforcement. Okay, now, understand, they're trying to foment unrest. They're trying to destroy the foundations. And what they're doing is they're using fringe groups to do it. One of the other documents that's not in this report, one of the documents that I looked at was talking about how they were going to use the LGBT groups in Italy. to push against Italian nationalism and towards the European Union. They said, we're going to have, we're going to illustrate the fact that Italy does not support LGBT issues, but the EU does. And so we want to get the LGBT crowd to focus on Italy being subsumed into the European Union. That's the way they're working this. If you go back and you look in the 1960s, you can see how Bill Ayers and others were talking about how in America, they couldn't use the same kind of class divisions that had worked for them for the communist organizers in Europe, because we had a relatively classless society. You had class mobility. You could be poor, and you always had the opportunity of getting rich in America, far more so than anywhere else. And the perception in America was that you could move from one level to the other. So what they did was they said, we're not going to come at it from a class angle. We're going to come at it from a race level. We're going to say that you can't move in American society if you've got whites, if you don't have white skin. Okay, we're going to talk about white skin privilege. We're going to make it a racial dialogue. Okay, and that's the way we're going to divide the American public into classes. We're going to create racial classes. That's why, if you're wondering, that's why Obama's mentor has Bill Ayers and others. They have taken this. That's why we have more division, more racism in America than we've had since we got Obama in. It's not because he's black, but it's because he's using racialism to push this through. Now, the U.S. Programs Board approved the $650,000 fund to invest into Black Lives Matter. And as they rightly point out in this article from New American, they say BLM, Black Lives Matter, could have used that $650,000 to actually improve the lives of black residents of America's inner city by initiating job training or educational and violence prevention programs. But instead, they used it to foment unrest. They used it to create violent protest. They used it to do things that were nothing more than violent riots. That's what we see. And quite frankly, folks, when we look at Hillary Clinton and the fact that I can't believe that the mainstream media is telling us over and over again that Hillary Clinton really doesn't want to take the guns. Do you believe that for a second? I mean, that has been one of the foundations of her campaign. And I think it's interesting over this last weekend to look at what happened in Chicago. You know, we're constantly seeing these reports of terrorism, whether it's in France, Muslim terrorists in France attacking people, or we see these suicide bombs at weddings in Turkey and other places. But look at this. In Chicago, over the weekend, okay, you had 35 people wounded in shootings and 4 people killed. That's in Chicago. Chicago, where they have enacted every kind of gun control that Hillary Clinton and the Democrats want enacted. And this is a regular occurrence every weekend in Chicago. Every weekend in Chicago we see this. Yet another bloody weekend in Chicago. It's nothing new. It's hardly even newsworthy. Okay, it's how frequently it happens. As they point out in this article from Daily Mail, in one 14-hour span, beginning on Saturday afternoon, 25 people were shot in an area that has the strictest gun control you can find anywhere. Except that California, of course, wants more. The Democrats always want more. Now they're calling, as New American points out, in California, they want to restrict guns to elderly people because, you know, they're a risk. You know, quite frankly, it is the elderly. It is women who need firearms the most for their own protection. But that's who they're coming after. On the other hand, look at what's going on in Germany. We saw this report earlier. I pointed out the fact that they're talking about how, as a leaked report from a German newspaper, talking about how they want to encourage the German people to start prepping. Now we've got the leader of the Populist Party, which is like the Donald Trump Party in Germany. Alternative for Germany is now backing the right of German citizens to keep and bear arms to protect themselves. Why? Because that is a fundamental human right. And people in Germany need to wake up out of their slumber, and they're starting to wake up because of the Muslim terrorist events. They're starting to wake up and understand that they don't have some kind of a special entitlement to a safe country, that they don't have to do anything to keep themselves safe. Like Americans, they've been put to sleep because they've had a very easy, soft existence. They've been taken care of. Even their defense budget has been taken care of by the United States. They think that their German government is there to protect them. At the same time, you've got Angela Merkel bringing in immigrants and saying terrorism didn't come from the immigrants and Islam belongs in Germany. Exactly. Okay. When we look at gun control and you look at where this is headed, look at Venezuela. Crushing 2,000 guns in public, they're planning now a registry of bullets. Similar thing to what we have here in America. They have understood now, Obama, beginning with the Obama administration, the gun control liberals have wised up. They understand that the key is ammunition. If you can control ammunition, you can turn people's guns into clubs, even if you don't confiscate them. Now, they did try to confiscate guns in Venezuela, and we reported on this. We reported back in November of 2015, this last November. We talked about the fact that we had police being hunted down on the streets and killed for their firearms. Because Venezuela, with all the poverty that has been inflicted on them by socialism, had spent $53 million to set up gun confiscation centers. Now they are crushing guns in public. 2,000 guns crushed and drilled. And this is what they say. We're going to bring disarmament and peace. Nothing of the sort. Now they're going to go through the process, expensive process of labeling the ammunition.
You know,
we'll be right back.
From chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat. Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Dr. Otto Warburg won the Nobel Prize for discovering how cells breathe. He also discovered how normal cells turn into tumor cells. He discovered the one prime cause of cancer was cellular oxygen deficiency. Dr. Joanna Budwig built upon the work of Dr. Warburg and discovered how to feed the cells to overcome this oxygen deficiency. She found that it was the sulfur in the cottage cheese that when mixed with fresh pressed flax oil, that the flax oil would become emulsified and more readily absorbed. Flax oil delivered in this manner was able to restore oxygen transfer to all cells of the body. Now there's a new method of pressing seed oils that produces the highest quality, zero oxidation, undamaged seed oils. The results on these seed oils alone are amazing. Now add our Life Force Enhanced One World Whey Protein Powder that is much higher in the sulfur amino acids than cottage cheese is, and you have a winning combination to confer health and energy like never before. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Welcome back. back to the Alex Jones Show. This last segment, I want to go over a story that really, really made me angry when I saw this on Friday. A sailor who was denied a Clinton deal. And I want to give you the details of this story. It is absolutely amazing. The double standard, the entitlement, the privilege. You want to talk about white privilege? Talk about Clinton privilege, okay? That's the real privilege in this country. We're going to talk about that in just a moment. Before we do, I want to remind you that we have the new Amerageddon film pack, which is two Amerageddon movies. This is the movie that was done by Mike Norris, Chuck Norris's son, and Gary Haven, who you heard in the last couple of hours of the show with Alex Jones. When you buy two copies of this movie, and it's available exclusively right now at InfoWarsStore.com, you also get a free bottle of Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver. That's a $20 value. It really helps to support our operation. It's a 360 win. It goes through, this movie is very interesting, it goes through the scenario of a EMP pulse that takes down the electrical grid, and it's something that you ought to think about. It's something that is a conversation starter. And that's just one way that society can go down the drain. But that is a very important way. And of course, nothing is being done about that. It could very easily be addressed, but they're not interested in doing anything about that because they want chaos. So again, if you want to see that movie, if you want to pass that around, the Amerageddon 2-pack, and you also get a free bottle of Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver when you get two copies of Amerageddon. Also, Living Defense, 20% off before it sells out, and it will be selling out soon. You can find that at InfoWarsLife.com. Now, quickly, before we run out of time, last Friday, we had a former Navy machinist who was on a submarine. He admitted taking photos inside a submarine. He took six photos on his cell phone. These things were classified. They were not marked classified, okay, but they did classify them as confidential. And anybody that's been involved in any of the military industrial complex, I worked as an engineer. I had to get confidential clearance when I was a college student doing a part-time job in the military industrial complex. And it's not very hard to get confidential security. That is a very, very low bar to set up. Okay, it is the lowest level. He had six photos that were marked confidential. He said he took these photos because he wanted to show them someday to his grandkids or whatever. They were souvenir photos, not really anything that is going to compromise national security, not like the thousands of emails that Hillary Clinton had. And so for that, he was sentenced to 1 year in prison, $100 fine, 6 months home confinement, 100 hours of community service, and a ban on owning guns. Okay? So he gets a year in prison, and he gets banned on owning guns. Meanwhile, we got Hillary Clinton, who is about to get 4 years in the White House, and she's going to ban your guns. Okay? That's how it works. That is Clinton privilege for you. Breaking the law, getting away with this, he had six confidential photos. He admitted to it. He didn't lie like Hillary Clinton. He admitted to it. And they nailed him to the wall. They said, we'd like a Clinton deal. Okay? And I said, no, no, no. You're not going to get that. As one of his lawyers said, it could be argued here that depending on what your name is, that's the kind of justice you get in the United States. Yeah, it could definitely be argued that that's the case. Here's a guy, six confidential emails, okay? Hillary Clinton, not confidential emails, just pictures. Hillary Clinton had, they found, this is according to the FBI director, had eight confidentials. She had eight top secret, 36 secret, and those are just the ones that they didn't delete. We don't know how many they deleted because she got to go through and clean up her email, got to clean up her computer. This guy and his lawyers didn't get to clean up his phone, but she did, okay? That's Hillary Clinton's privilege. Join us tonight for the InfoWars Nightly News, 7 Central, 8 p.m. Eastern.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.